dozens more homes in Rancho Palos Verdes to lose power. Rancho Palos Verdes, California, another 54 homes impacted by continuing land movement in Rancho Palos Verdes will lose electricity September 9th, further adding to the woes faced by residents in danger of losing their homes entirely due to the slide. At approximately 6 p.m. Monday, Southern California Edison will shut off power to 54 customers in the Lower Portuguese Bend Beach Club, and Cox Communication will disconnect 146 customers in the Portuguese Bend Community Association. All affected customers have been notified by both utilities. The Southern California Gas Company said gas service was cut off at 3 p.m. September 6th to 29 homes in the Western Seaview area and 25 homes in the Portuguese Bend Beach Club. No evacuation warning is in place at this time for Seaview or the Portuguese Bend Beach Club, and residents can choose to remain in their homes without gas and/or electricity service. However, city officials said the situation is dynamic and urged residents to be prepared to evacuate if circumstances change. SoCalGas said a sudden gas line break occurred August 30th on Exultant Drive in the Seaview area, and as a result, there is no way to safely continue gas service to 16 homes on Admirable Drive, 8 homes on Dauntless Drive, and 5 homes on Palos Verdes Drive. Issues with a separate gas line on Palos Verdes Drive South, which previously prompted the discontinuation of gas service to 135 homes in the Portuguese Bend area in late July, prompted the cutting off of service Friday to the additional 25 homes in the Portuguese Bend Beach Club area, with the affected residences on Sea Urchin Lane, Seascape Road, Seawall Road, Spindrift Drive, Spindrift Lane, and Yacht Harbor Drive. At this time, SoCalGas does not know when it will be safe to restore service to these communities, according to the utility. We understand the situation remains difficult and uncertain for many in the community. Emergency disaster relief may be available to customers affected by these shutoffs. More information about SoCalGas Emergency Disaster Relief Program can be found at socalgas.com/EDR. Last Monday, SoCal Edison cut electricity to 105 residences in the Seaview area impacted by the landslide concerns, although 47 of those were expected to have their service restored within 24 hours. City officials said service was restored Thursday night to 34 homes along Dauntless Drive near Ladera Linda Community Park, where power had been expected to be off for as much as 3 weeks. On September 1st, 140 homes in the Portuguese Bend community had their electrical service turned off. Those residents were placed under an evacuation warning, although many of them have opted to remain in their homes. Governor Gavin Newsom proclaimed a state of emergency September 3rd in the city in an effort to free up state resources to assist in the response. The Governor's Office of Emergency Services has been coordinating with the city and county for nearly a year to support the response to the land movement, including providing technical assistance, supporting the local assistance center, facilitating a federal mitigation grant for groundwater work in the area, and helping officials with initial damage estimates, according to a statement from Newsom's office. Some local officials have been pressuring Newsom to visit the city to view the impact of the landslides and to provide state assistance for residents. County Supervisor Janice Hahn said during a news conference Sunday that she had committed another $5 million in county funds to respond to the disaster, but far more money would be needed. Hahn has estimated that upward of $1 billion in government funding might eventually be needed to address the situation. The city of Rancho Palos Verdes declared a local emergency earlier this summer. The land movement in Rancho Palos Verdes has accelerated across 680 acres following heavy rains in spring 2023, causing damage to homes, roads, and utilities. "There is no playbook for an emergency like this one," Hahn said last weekend. "We're sparing no expense. This is bigger than Rancho Palos Verdes. This land movement is so gigantic and so damaging that one city should not have to bear the burden alone." Updated information on land movement in the area can be found online. Officials said residents can also check to see whether they are in the evacuation area on the Genesis Protect app or on its website. Residents can also call 800-250-7339 Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for updated information.